A special hearing investigating the state's private correctional health care provider continues in federal court this week. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins has been closely following the case and joins us this morning. Jimmy, explain what's happening in court with regard to the Parsons versus Ryan prison health care settlement.
We are in the third year of a settlement agreement between the prisoners and the state to basically make health care behind bars better. This is in the 10 state-run prisons. They contract out the health care to Corizon Health, and they're supposed to play by a set of rules. But a state monitoring team says they're breaking the rules, essentially, consistently.
So what did they agree to, and what is the company falling short on?
With regard to the settlement, there are 106 performance measures, things like getting pills to the right inmate on time, seeing a follow-up consultant in a timely manner after treatment, access to specialty care is a big one. They measure all these things, and they continue to fail them. So this ends up costing them hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines each month. So there's performance measures. Then there's a staffing agreement. We pay this company $12.56 per inmate per day. This is all laid out in a contract. And in that contract, Corizon agreed to staffing levels, and they aren't hitting those either.
What kind of impact is this having on those inmates in the prisons who are seeking care?
Well, we found out in court this week, for example, the Perryville Women's Prison, it's in Goodyear, they had no medical director for half the year in 2017. This is the person that oversees the doctors and the nurses. They're the boss, and they really runs the whole medical operation at the prison. And we're hearing testimony from a current medical director, and the workload responsibilities they have are incredible and wide-ranging. So, you know, to think that this prison, where we found out until recently the women were, you know, paying for pads and tampons, having trouble with their hygiene, accessibility of those hygiene products. This facility had no medical director. Statewide, the clinics are short doctors, and there's a real difficulty finding specialty providers. So care for the inmates that really need it is backing up.
Well, so to what extent do the fines seem to be having any impact? And then ultimately, where does that money go?
Recently, there were caps, but they were lifted on the fines. So that could be assessed for the missing the staffing benchmark. So those could start rising. But each month, the performance measure fines are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that doesn't seem to be changing. The company just keeps paying it. But by paying it, what they're doing is they're crediting the state in their monthly invoices. So essentially, they're taking money off the state's tab. But these medical positions remain vacant. The one thing that could have an impact is if the judge were to impose sanctions for missing performance measures that he has specifically drawn attention to as the most urgent. If that were to happen, it could end up costing Corizon millions of dollars. The attorneys are going back and forth over the list of those violations, so the state is supposed to submit their latest update on Friday, so we should know soon what the state is owning up to and then have a better idea how much this private contractor could actually end up costing the state.
KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks as always for the update.
You bet. Thank you.